The smoke tasted of ancient cedar and rot. Samara coughed, pressing a hand against the cold stone wall, but she did not cow. Across the chamber, the priest held a jagged sacrificial blade, his eyes bright with the fever of a man who believed he was doing the work of a god. "You were given every mercy, princess," he said. "A clean death, a holy one. You refused. So the gods will take what they are owed another way. Your ash will consecrate this altar, and by morning, the mountain will be at peace." Samara felt a strange, chilling calm settle over her. She looked at her hands, dirty, bruised, yet steady. "Gods did not send you," she said. "My brother did. He hides behind altars and priests and holy ash because he cannot stomach the sight of what he truly is. A man so afraid of my survival that he must dress my murder in the robes of a ritual." She took a step toward him, ignoring the blade of the knife in his hand. "Do you know what they say about the women of my bloodline?" Her voice dropped to a low, melodic threat. "They say we burn beautifully, that we are made for the pyre. Soft things, willing things, ornaments for the flame." The priest lunged. Samara didn't flinch. She pivoted, her movements a blur of practiced grace she'd hidden for months behind the mask of a frail prisoner. She caught his wrist, the bone snapping with a sickening crack that echoed against the vaulted ceiling. As he gasped, dropping the knife, she leaned into his ear. The heat of the fire was at her back now, crowning her in orange light. "They were wrong," she whispered. "We do not burn. We are the fire itself, and a fire does not ask for permission to burn." She let him fall. Outside, the bells of the citadel began to toll. Not for a sacrifice, but for a revolution. She picked up the fallen blade, her eyes reflecting the gold of the rising flames. The prisoner was gone. The sovereign had arrived.